deep, dark secrets.
Hey there, I'm Amy Smith.
And I'm LaDonna Humphrey. Welcome to Deep Dark Secrets, a podcast that shines a light in some really dark places. And today, because our first Ripped from the Headlines episode was so popular, we've decided to bring you a second episode by the same name. So buckle up as Amy and I dive into national headlines that are reporting on human trafficking.
Okay, so our first headline, dated back from 2021, was pulled from abcnews4.com. The headline, details emerge about Mount Pleasant man's involvement in child sex trafficking, is beyond chilling. So according to the story, a 17-year-old girl who was supposed to be in high school was being sex trafficked and fed drugs, according to the federal prosecutors. One of her abusers, who went by the name of Dawson Caldwell, former president and CEO of AP Recovery in Mount Pleasant, was arrested on a charge of child sex trafficking. According to the news reports, Caldwell also had another alias, Chuck Ashley.
The case received federal attention when news broke that the victim was rushed to the hospital with appendicitis. When the girl was under anesthesia, about to go into surgery, prosecutors say she asked a nurse for help. An investigator from Homeland Security said in court, the girl told the nurse she was forced to have sex with 10 to 15 men a day while drugged with fentanyl and cocaine. Dawson Caldwell was indicted by a federal grand jury on human trafficking, prostitution, and child porn charges. Bye, Dawson.
Yeah, see ya. And you know, I saw something in August of 23. I think he was sentenced to over 6 years in prison for his role in this trafficking ring, which in my opinion is really light. But hey, 6 years is 6 years.
Yeah, we'll take what we can get.
Absolutely.
All right. And in another headline, according to January 11th, 2024 headline on newsnationnow.com, police arrest 123 people in sex trafficking operation. According to the article, Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister said that some of the suspects are trusted figures, including a camp counselor, an elementary school teacher, a basketball coach, and while others are family members of those police say were trafficked. This was dubbed Operation Renewed Hope, and the 123 arrests were made over the course of 90 days.
In December of 2023, the Department of Justice released a press release regarding another trafficking case. North Las Vegas man pleads guilty to multiple child sex trafficking charges and witness tampering. So according to the court documents and statements made in court, Jacques Anton Lanier, also known as John Dupree, coerced and solicited 9 girls under the age of 18 years old to engage in sexual activities with him for money and drugs. Lanier engaged in commercial sex acts with at least 4 of the girls. He also requested and received sexual images from some of the victims and took a sexually explicit image of at least 1 victim constituting child pornography. Lanier traveled to California and engaged in sex acts with another victim. Then, in 2018, while Lanier was in custody pending related criminal charges, he tampered with one of the victims through intimidation and threats, and he persuaded that victim to evade legal process, refrain from testifying against him, and prevent communications between the victim and law enforcement regarding federal offenses.
What a jerk.
Oh, yeah. And do you notice that all these guys have 2 names, at least? It's like, you know, will the real one step forward? I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
I bet they all have little man syndrome, too. And you know
think?
Why.
Yeah. Because they're little men.
Okay. Here's another headline out of Colorado from December of 2023. It reads, missing Colorado child found in Virginia sex trafficking sting. A 32-year-old man from Chesapeake, Virginia, was sentenced in the Eastern District of Virginia for sex trafficking 2 minors, one of whom was from Colorado. According to a release from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia, Denzel Akeem Lofton was sentenced to 25 years in prison for sex trafficking the two minors. FBI learned a 14-year-old missing child from Colorado had been located in sex trafficking advertisements in the Hampton Roads area, which consists of 9 cities, including Chesapeake. Officers set up a date for commercial sex with the Colorado child and another juvenile. Lofton was observed with the 14-year-old girl and 2 female individuals immediately before the date. One of the girls was identified as a missing 17-year-old from Missouri.
Wow.
I think that this is so important for people to understand that missing kids often go into trafficking. They're stolen away for trafficking. They get coerced into trafficking. I think this is just really, really important.
Absolutely. They run away and then all of a sudden they're in trafficking. Yeah. Well, you would think that would be all the headlines, but no, there's more. An NBC News headline from 2023 reads, "Global child sexual abuse probe that was launched after 2 FBI agents were killed leads to almost 100 arrests." Almost 100 people in the United States and Australia have so far been arrested over child sexual abuse allegations after the fatal shooting of 2 FBI agents led to the unraveling of a suspected international pedophile ring. The Australian Federal Police, or the AFP, said that 19 men had been arrested on charges of sharing child abuse material online, while at least 13 children were rescued from further harm as the result of a joint operation with the FBI. The development brought a total number of people arrested as part of the joint probe up to 98. With at least 79 arrests so far carried out by the FBI, according to the Australian agency. 98. That is just insane.
Wow, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that shouldn't even be a thing. The joint investigation began after 2 FBI agents investigating the alleged pedophile ring were fatally shot in 2021. While executing a search warrant in Sunrise, Florida, for a man suspected of being in possession of child abuse material.
In November of 2023, the Department of Justice released a press release with this headline: Milwaukee area man receives 20 years in federal prison for sex trafficking minors and for transporting child pornography. Senior United States District Judge William C. Griesbach, and if I didn't get that correct, Your Honor, I do apologize, sentenced Jaron J. Jackson, age 36, to a total sentence of 20 years imprisonment, followed by 10 years supervised release and 25 years of sex offender registration. Jackson previously pled guilty to commercial sex trafficking of 2 15-year-old victims and transporting child porn. According to court documents, Jackson, who lived in the Milwaukee area, was released from the Wisconsin prison system on extended supervision and subsequently absconded to Illinois, where he began sex trafficking females. I mean, he wasted no time.
Uh-uh.
Jackson enticed 2 15-year-old runaways from Oshkosh and Green Bay to join him in Chicago area hotels. Soon after they arrived, Jackson posted sexually provocative photos of the minors as advertisements on sex trafficking websites. Jackson then directed the minor victims and an adult female victim to engage in commercial sexual acts with clients in Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, and Minnesota. Jackson repeatedly engaged in sexual activity with one minor victim and attempted to do so with the second minor, who contacted family members to return home to Wisconsin. Jackson also recorded videos of a minor engaging in sexual activity with him, which officers recovered from his cell phone when they arrested him after he arrived in Wisconsin via Amtrak from Illinois. In sentencing Jackson, the judge emphasized the severity of Jackson's criminal conduct in targeting and exploiting minors, his aggravated criminal history, as well as the need for his just punishment to protect the public from Jackson and to deter others from committing such offenses. And I just want to applaud the judge. Way to go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whether we got your name right or not. Way to go, Your Honor. Well, the last headline that we will share with you today may be one of the most shocking I have seen to date. This information was released by endsexualexploitation.org in June of 2023. The article reads, from the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, or NCOS, as I'll say through the rest of this article, NCOS said that Instagram must prioritize child safety by eradicating pedophile networks on the platform, the widespread existence of which was revealed by a Wall Street Journal investigation, and by implementing preventative safety by design. Instagram has enabled predators to reach children for far too long. NCOS and our allies brought the existence of grooming and pedophile networks to Instagram's attention several years ago and continues to do so, which is why Instagram is on the 2023 Dirty Dozen list of mainstream contributors to sexual exploitation. We are glad to see Instagram take some action to remove some pedophile networks, but the social media giant must continue to work proactively to prevent this from continuing to happen on a mass scale without waiting for bad press, says Haley McNamara, vice president of NCOS. And they also said Instagram must enact systematic improvements, including investing in technology to scan for and block sexually explicit content in posts and messages, prohibiting accounts and all content sexualizing minors, including hashtags, emojis, comments on minors' accounts, as well as adult managed accounts for children 12 and under, and removing or limiting high-risk features for 13 to 15-year-olds, such as the vanish mode, and restrict all adults from seeing minors in suggested users or discover people and more. Courtney's House, Collective Shout, Defend Dignity, and the National Center on Sexual Exploitation have jointly expressed a multitude of concerns regarding grooming, child sexual abuse materials, sex trafficking, and other harms on Instagram. A 2022 study found that Instagram tied with Kick and Tumblr as a platform where minors reported the second highest rates of online sexual interactions with people they thought were adults.
Wow. And this, my friends, is why my children, including my teenage children, do not have access to social media. And I have moms that will say to me, oh, but they're a teenager. She's 13. They need it. That's how they talk to their friends. No, she has a cell phone and she can text her friends, or I don't know, she can do it the old-fashioned way and see him at school.
Right, right. Actually talk.
Yeah, actually talk. But we do not do social media for the kids. One is it's not safe for them. And two, the line of work that I'm in with true crime, with, you know, the work in the recovery community, we just don't have it. So I highly encourage parents to consider not letting their 13 and 15-year-olds have Instagram anyway.
Right. And if they do, could you parent and keep tabs on them.
Right. Please try. And, you know, there's different things that you can do. Educate yourself on how to use social media, how to check up on your kids. Don't, you know, I hear parents say, you know, I'm going to trust until something bad does happen. No. How about you just expect that bad things are going to happen on the internet and stay actively involved, you know, in your children's online experience? That would be my advice.
Right. Or all their experiences, you know, intentionally parent, and you'll be okay.
So stay tuned next week, friends, for LaDonna and Amy's parenting advice. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that'll be a long series.
I'm just kidding. So, you know, our advice, our thoughts come from a good place, you know. Between us, we've collectively parented 9 kids. We might have a little bit of experience.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little, but...
Just a smidge.
But, you know, we could go on and on because, friends, I'm sad to report that there are so many more headlines that we just couldn't include today. The reason there are so many headlines is because, unfortunately, sex trafficking is a serious global problem. It's in every country. It's in every state. It's in your own backyard. And they're coming for your kids. That's what this comes down to, right? Children are being targeted, not just young children, but teenagers and young adults alike. So please stay informed for your own safety and for those that you love.
Yeah, they're coming for your kids. And so that's why we're coming for them.
That's right.
Please check back with us next week as we continue our fight against the trafficking industry. But until then, stay safe and remember, keep your lights on.
For exclusive content from this episode and other episodes, head on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/deepdarksecrets. Sign up and you will receive Deep Dark Secrets merchandise, extra episodes, and much more. For more information about our podcast, visit deepdarksecretspodcast.com.